I want my 5280 gig now.
Live from the 5280 studios, it's the mediocre 5280 Geek Podcast with Smurf.
Hi. I get to be Smurf today.
Sir Toucher of Butts Towel.
Hello!
I guess I'm special guest Red. That makes you Private Cheeseburger.
Yay! Congratulations. I'm so hungry.
Yeah, I'm not always hungry.
My beer?
Is that my thing? Yeah, that. Actually, that. Tao's better.
Tao's got it better.
What beer?
Yeah, where's my beer?
I'm fine with my beer. I'm just Barry, where's the beer?
Barry, I don't
beer.
Know. Okay, so.
Do you want to just start this
happy
over?
April Fools.
Happy April Fools.
Did I do good?
No, you did horrible.
This intro is like my bedroom closet. It's just
all over the place.
We're sponsored by somebody.
I know that all too
we
well.
Are sponsored by someone. You want to tell us who we're sponsored
it's
by?
It's the Alamo Draft House, Littleton Cinema, board game. Your term board game night every Monday. Well, no,
first Monday of every month.
Is if that you're a not here now, you've
thing.
Missed it.
Okay, first Monday of every month. Yeah,
I keep thinking of Mirage's. Fool him.
Yeah. Just because I don't know words, he has all the things written down.
Have some beer.
Don't tell me what to do.
Have a drink.
Actually, I don't have any of it written down. It's all in my head.
Have a sip.
That explains a lot.
It does.
It really... You shouldn't be proud of that.
I didn't say it's good inside there. I just said it's in there.
It's a lot like that last intro.
He didn't technically
it's
say
just,
he was proud of it. He just said it exists.
But he's
in there.
He's like, I do it from memory. I'm like, no, you don't.
No. I mean, usually I have it posted here, but or I'll write it on my notes, because my notes are sometimes different than yours.
My notes are different than your guys's, because I have the control board.
That's true.
Oh.
He does.
I'm going to...
If we had thought this out...
Blackjack and hookers. All right, forget the blackjack.
Forget the blackjack, just bring the hookers.
You can't
afford
it. If
we had thought this out, we would probably have actually planned a shift and play the other roles of... You know, switch. I would be Red for the entire podcast.
You couldn't handle it.
So you have to find something you really don't like, and then complain about it.
That's easy.
And then get angry at someone who is Smurf. Are you Smurf? So you have to yell at her.
Wait, am I Smurf or am I you?
And tell him he's an idiot.
Wait, no, but. I'm just saying what we all are thinking.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. It's perfect.
I think Red should be Smurf so that I could be you.
I like that.
Who does that make me?
I don't want
to. Does that make me you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there's no way we could
so
do that.
Could
we're not that good.
Does this have to do this voice the entire podcast?
The entire podcast.
Nobody will notice.
We're not that clever or that strong.
I don't have that
character
kind of time.
Actors. Yeah.
So I'm gonna go home.
So today's news is going to be difficult because we don't know what's real.
I know
it's all
what's
real.
It is all real. None
We're just
of this.
Talk about it like it is real, and you decide.
Exactly.
There is no spoon.
Firstly, we did finally find out what Aaron's job is. He is the official donut taster at Voodoo Donuts.
Yeah, he caught me.
He's keeping the world safe for donut kind everywhere.
He told me he worked at Krispy Kreme.
It's Voodoo Donuts. I sit at the back, and they freshly baked donuts. And then every time they make a new one, I just eat it.
Back at it again.
And then
again,
I'm like,
another
no, that one's
cream.
All right. Yeah, back at it again at Krispy Kreme. I just shove donuts in my face.
It's better than Krispy Kreme's.
Oh, here's some good news.
All right.
So Heinz is launching Cadbury cream egg flavored mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down with that. I can see that.
Yeah.
It's for Easter.
If you got it's rid of the
Easter.
Chocolate.
That's how you eat the peeps.
If you get. Because the cream sauce is dipping for
you
your
make,
peep.
You make a sandwich.
It's your dipping sauce.
It's not that gross.
You call it white meat.
It's the other white meat.
It's peep meat.
And if you slice them up, you can make pepperoni.
So wait, are Cadbury eggs? What are they laid by peeps? Is that the bird that they come from?
No, they come from that cat that goes meow.
Yeah,
I remember. You know how old
Isn't
I am.
A bunny
I
and
remember
a cat?
When that commercial was
is it
new.
Strumming like a guitar.
I do too.
Yeah.
every once in a while when they do the Campbell's soup commercial where the kid comes in as a snowman.
Yeah, I don't understand why they replay these old commercials.
I remember when that kid was older than me.
Oh dear.
He's a
1906.
He's a grandfather now. He has children of his own.
I do.
That are closer to your age.
I was like, wow. Really, that really hits.
Yeah, that's like
my hip.
That's the early years of Stu Campbell right there.
I found
what about
that?
Bruce Campbell? Yeah, you did send me the Rooster Teeth skit. That was good.
Oh, with the millennial?
I've never played Fortnite. May you never have to.
Yes, may you never have to.
And then he said something else, and I'm like, I don't know what that is.
It was something about, like, making your tax bracket or something.
No, he said it is something else that young people do that he's never done. And he's like, and I don't know what this is. And I was like, I don't even know what these words are. And I can't even repeat what it is because I don't know what that is.
Thanks, Rooster Teeth.
Thanks very much.
For making us feel young and old.
He said, now I'm flossing. And I was like, I literally was all like, in public? Like with your, and I thought he was talking about his teeth. And I had no idea that's what.
No,
he,
don't give Borzu ideas because he really wants to learn how to floss because he's a dentist.
You think he would have learned that like day one of dental school?
No, I don't think they teach you that.
Oh my God, don't go to his dental school. Or his practice. What's
wrong
with
you? It's okay, you have to go down to Mexico.
I'm going to his practice.
No.
It's free. He's going to check me out for free.
It's part of the Ghostbusters health package.
No. I know how to floss.
As do I.
I know.
I chipped a tooth at Dragon Con 2 years ago.
Speaking of weird, twisted fate, National Treasures 3 has been announced.
Yeah, but no.
Yes.
It doesn't have Nicolas Cage in it.
No, it doesn't have Nicolas Cage.
See, now I can't tell if you're joking or not.
I can't tell if you're joking either.
And I want it to be real.
Are we still going for the declaration?
Real.
It's going straight.
Damn it.
It's going straight to DVD.
I was going to say, it's going on Crackle.
It is.
Sony's streaming service, Crackle.
Crackle. It's on the on the CBS.
You CBS actually believed that.
I would have believed it if he wouldn't have cracked right there.
Well.
Watched him laugh.
He was lying. Oh. I wasn't.
Oh.
It needs to be made.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
No, I'd take a third one.
I'd take a third one.
You don't need National Treasure because the 39 Clues books are a thing. It's
the
like the 39 Clues books. It's a book series.
Okay.
It's like National Treasure, but first of all, it's international. Second of all, it's written by people who actually know history.
But Benjamin Franklin wrote the letters. He wrote the letters.
That's book four.
That's because him and Napoleon were talking.
Right.
Okay, exactly. First of all, that's book four. I'm not going to get it. Anyway.
This is actual news. Our bracket has completed. The grandmaster of the breakfast table is now Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Do you want to know something really funny?
What's that?
So, while we were doing that bracket,
yeah.
You guys know who Rhett and Link are on Good
yes.
Mythical Morning?
Mm-hmm.
So, they did their March Milkness of a cereal bracket, and they came to the exact same
conclusion. Shut up. So we're the same as Good Mythical Morning.
Yeah, exactly. We came to the same conclusion.
So we're the trendsetter?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we did it first, and then like I watched the episode, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Those guys got some crazy
things
that they try.
Yeah.
And the things that they have eaten in the past...
Oh,
some of the stuff, it's grotesque on their show.
Yeah.
We should do that. We should make a video show.
We're planning.
Where it's just Smurf and I eating.
Oh, okay.
We've got that coming.
Be a part of that with Vietnamese food?
First of all, we got to do it. We should do it on this summer, and we should do it coinciding with the new Stranger Things 4th of July party.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Eat weird foods for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, I'm down.
So that's the plan.
All right, it's coming down the pipeline.
I like how he sounds.
Heard it here first on April Fool's Day.
I like how he's all like, yes, that's the plan that we've had in the works this whole time. And
we were going to do spicy. Remember, we were going to do like wings. And it keeps evolving. Because we wanted to do like the wings.
We did want to do hot wings.
Things.
Oh, God.
I mean,
no.
We kind of missed the target for the spicy Korean noodles.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That'd be kind of funny.
Spicy Dan noodles do sound good right now.
I mean, it'd be kind of funny to watch us try to podcast while our mouths are burning.
No. Oh, that'd be awful.
No.
I'm in.
No.
Thanks,
is it hot in here?
kind of beer goes well with that? We'll do a bracket.
Ginger beer.
Oh, we should do a beer bracket.
Soju.
Too.
Soju.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right.
Wait, but is it the peach flavor? Original soju? Oh,
yeah. Regional.
Oh, but peach flavor is so good.
Yeah.
Or lychee.
With Cinnamon Toast doing a rousing victory, yeah. A come from behind. Actually, they dominated.
I think Cinnamon
Cocoa
Toast
Puffs.
Dominated every single time.
Yeah. Now it's superpowers.
Superpowers, because nothing says Easter like superpowers.
The birth of your powers.
Could have done candy.
No, we just got done with cereal.
First of all, Halloween is for candy.
Fair. I don't know. I was a good Catholic boy. I got lots of chocolate.
Yeah, but superpowers.
That's fair.
Easter is all about superpowers.
Yeah.
Rising from the dead.
So the bracket is up. We've got quite...
Bunnies laying chocolate eggs. I mean, come on. It's all about superpowers.
It is. Bunnies laying eggs, chickens flying, crazy shit all over. The
stones moving.
The one
flowers pregnating bees. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a crazy time.
Is that what the birds and the bees is about?
It is.
I never understood that.
Well, you know, that's why dandelions can infect bees and then they bloom out there. Anyway.
Okay, first of all, you're not as good at the bullshit as I am. So
that was a really bad science.
Ooh. Yeah, you want to see my good science?
End that sentence right there. It's just bad science.
So the superpowers, the one that we did omit, Rich is not a superpower.
Rich is not a superpower, although that was
Batman
a good,
begs to differ.
First of all, that was a really good suggestion.
By our friend Zach.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going for actual, like, you know, when you're stuck in traffic and you really wish you had superpowers.
Mm. So flying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I can see it.
Or,
like, you know, real. I mean, Batman's okay. Yes, he's the world's greatest detective.
Because this is not about. But he still has gadgets. What superhero has the best powers? This is about what superpower you would pick.
Got really quiet in the bar.
For yourself, I'll tell you what, man. Give me the mic.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
But no. So, what superpower would you pick if you could pick one? You can't have. Like, you can't be rogue and steal other people's powers, but if you have one power that is yours.
Also, I like nobody's picked Ice so far because Iceman sucks.
Iceman does.
Iceman does not suck.
Iceman is the worst.
No, he's not.
Ice powers in general just are stupid.
Iceman is so underrated.
I think
Frozone's better. Frozone's better at being Iceman.
I think Ice.
No, he's not.
Iceman is a
Frozone is only cool because he's voiced by Samuel L. Jackson. If he was voiced by, like, Jim Carrey, he would not be as cool.
Well,
trust me.
He also wouldn't be black.
Well, it doesn't mean.
Hopefully.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, that doesn't change.
Actually, I'm going to retract that. I hope he wouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah. But
if he was voiced by Damon Wayans,
he's
still not as cool.
No, actually, he's right. He is pretty damn cool. I have a question.
Shoot.
Where's our popcorn? Don't take that off of me.
It's on the way.
Calm down.
Simmer down there, Sparky.
First of all, where's my popcorn? Second of all.
Oh, is it your popcorn?
Well, then we're getting separate bowls.
I
told you to take care of that.
Iceman is still one of the coolest powers. He's underrated.
Okay, powers, yeah, but as a human being, he's a garbage person.
Whatever. I just think ice powers are lame.
They're just boring.
I do. I think so.
No.
I mean, between people. Ice and fire, I would totally
that
be.
That Disney movie covered that one.
Oh my God! Movie. Did you see the preview for Frozen 2?
Yes.
Oh, I don't even understand.
I don't get it either.
Are they going after Autumn? Like, are they gonna?
They're hunting Moby Dick.
Are they gonna kill Jack Skellington?
Only winter.
Because I really want that crossover to happen.
Oh, that'd be so funny. All of a sudden, we just get a weird Disney crossover for no reason.
Well, no, Disney and Nightmare are property owned.
Oh, that's right.
And Nightmare, like, if we had a Nightmare and Frozen crossover, I would watch
the crossover we didn't ask for, but we probably will get it someday.
No, man, I'm asking for it. I am absolutely asking.
I just don't know what kids would buy in Hot Topic anymore.
I want, you know.
Like, oh.
I
can't watch Jack Skellington anymore.
I mean, it'll be the new generation of Freddy versus Jason. I want Elsa versus
Elsa
Jack.
Elsa Sally?
No, Jack. Yeah, screw Sally. Sally is borderline a throwaway character.
Well, she is the Scarecrow.
Anyway,
technically.
So...
yeah, did that just take all your energy?
I'm just distracted by the popcorn now.
Yes.
I am too.
Tao brought it up.
Looking over, I'm just like,
anytime.
Where'd you go? I miss you so. It's like it's been forever.
I don't know. What power would you take?
Of all of them?
Yeah.
Of all the ones currently on the bracket?
Yeah.
I don't know what's on the bracket.
I don't know what's on the bracket.
People, I only saw Fire and Ice today.
There's like illusionist, teleportation,
time travel. Did you put electricity
travel on there? No, we did not.
That's the only power I want.
No, but what if like firebender, it was like firebenders where you can also control lightning as well.
All right. Fire powers.
Weather control is on the next bracket. Does that sate you?
I'll take that.
Yeah, because you can take right. lightning.
That's next week.
All right. I'll take that.
You're taking that over my avatar? What?
I mean, they're both good. They're both good answers.
Yeah, because I mean, like, do you want to be like Azula?
Do I have to go up to the counter?
Yes.
You have to go up to the counter. We can't get out.
Yeah, I know. I'd have to go.
We're tethered.
It's fine.
We just ordered it. Like,
yeah, it'll be take a minute. Yeah. He's not even back there right now, so I can't even talk to him.
Fetch me the popcorn.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
How to not get your food?
No. I'm not talking about the servers. I'm talking about Smurf.
Yeah.
Smurf is getting
you. Until you get your shit spit in, and you don't want that.
No.
Not that the Alamo spits in your food.
They're amazing. They're fine. I'm just telling Smurf to do it.
Keep going. Over the week, there were some new movie posters posted of Avenge the Fallen, and they have incited so many fucked up memes that it's not
they're fantastic.
Funny.
It's my favorite thing.
The best one that I saw was Avenge the Fallen, and it had the woman that fell over the lifeline.
Oh my god!
I've fallen and I can't get up.
It's our savior.
Yes.
You're my hero, and
it's
I love
thanks,
you.
Man.
Do you feel better now?
Will you push that over this way?
He didn't reciprocate.
Red?
No, he didn't care.
Red?
You have a pizza.
He ran out of here, Tao. He ran away from
you. You have to share the popcorn.
I don't have to strip. I mean, yes, I didn't think I was that intimidating.
You have to share the
popcorn. There's rare occurrences where I actually am nice to someone and they run away from me.
It's the diva headset. Don't give me the nerd face.
We are not men. We are Devo.
So with the Avenge the Devo. Fallen, I'm waiting to see which more come out because I've fallen and I can't get up. Ladies, killing me.
I feel
me.
Like it kind of spoiled this, some shit.
Oh, so?
Well, because they put Shuri on there.
I'm sorry.
And nobody knew where she was, but she's in one of the Fallen posters.
Here's the problem with that.
Well, there's the ones that are in color, and there are ones that are in black and white.
She's in the black and white.
Is she?
Yeah.
You know they're going to win, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, spoiler.
Because they lost in the last one.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. It's going to get fixed because we already have another Spider-Man coming. So we know something gets fixed. But
okay, so how
you feel better, Mr. Stark?
What if? Let me just throw a monkey wrench.
All right.
Don't hit me if you don't like this.
I'm on the other side of the room.
I'm not talking to you.
I'll throw kernels at you, but
I'll take that popcorn.
Try to aim for your mouth.
She's gonna open up her mouth and try and eat it in the air.
Deal.
Like a big mouth bass coming out of the lake.
What if the new movies, such as Spider-Man, etc., of people who were wiped out in the last Avengers movie are not because it's fixed, but because instead of being wiped out and murdered, they were sent to a different reality where they exist and the other people don't.
I definitely saw
parallel,
that.
Like
I saw that theory. And I'm kind of on board with it.
Actually, we've talked about that because that's
like
inside
the
soul gem. Right.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a quantum reality.
Like a parallel.
I'm not talking
universe.
About the soul gem and your stupidness. That's not what we're talking about.
It created two
because in the new Spider-Man trailer, Spider-Man is there, and we know he doesn't feel so good in the universe we're used to. But Tony Stark isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we know Tony Stark is in the universe that we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my example of what if they are in, and of course that episode of Star Trek Next Gen was on last night. So.
No, because that would make sense because Samuel L. Jackson was the one who approached Peter
he's
Parker.
In,
that's true.
Yeah, he's in the new Spider-Man, but he's not in the...
So it's happy.
But the one thing that does kind of throw a wrench in that is that Aunt May survived the snap. That's one thing they've come out and said is that Aunt May lived. Mm. Everybody lived.
They're in a different reality.
Okay. I'll give it to you. It is one of my favorite theories that I've seen out there.
I'm still telling you they're all in the soul gem. Reality, you're on the right track.
But
without the other reality, it goes into the soul gem.
First of all,
everyone's telling
you you're wrong. You know,
you just did.
He's not even out yet.
You know what? I try and be so pleasant when I come to these things, and you just make it so damn hard.
You're the one that told me I was wrong.
Because you are not talking about the same thing we are.
This is why theories are good. This is, you can have conflicting
because
things.
Because your theory is obvious. Like, yes, that's what happened. They're in the Silgium. Fine.
What about the not obvious?
And Doctor Strange has a mystic cape that does karate. Like, yes, that's accurate. That is accurate to the things. But we're talking about a quantum split of reality.
So they're in a soap bubble.
Which is not the same thing that you are talking about.
They're in a soap bubble.
And the fact that you are saying that it is the same thing is where you're wrong.
On a soap bubble. In another soap
bubble. You know what? You don't want to have a nice, intelligent, nerdy conversation? Fine. I'll go be on a podcast where we can do that. I mean, just say.
So how do they get them out of the other...
The 5280 and 1.
How do they get them out of the other reality?
They don't. All right. That's what we're saying. It's a split. It's a quantum split. It's like sliders.
I'll disagree with you. I think they do conjoin the universes.
I don't disagree with that because it's Marvel and no death is real.
Exactly. Because we can't have it all.
But I don't have to answer the how because I don't think that they have to.
No, they don't. They absolutely don't have to, and that's.
But it's Marvel, so they will. But that's not my problem. That's not the corner like, that I've painted that they've painted themselves into that I have to get out of. I don't have to get out of that.
Well,
corner.
I mean, with the title "Far From Home," it would make sense that they're in an alternate reality, and that's how come they're so far from home.
No, man, they're in Europe.
Really?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Home can be anywhere. Home can not your home dimension.
No, I saw one that it was like Far From Home. That is like, oh, he's going to space, and I'm like, that's not
no.
No,
he's just going on a trip. He went to space in the last film. Remember?
So speaking of this, it's funny we're talking about this because there was actual real news that came out today. That's not an April Fool's joke. Is that the Russo brothers did not give Tom Holland the full script?
Who?
Tom Spider-Man.
I wouldn't be surprised. He spoils everything.
He leaks information like a sieve.
For that exact reason. They're like, we gave him really vague dialogue, didn't tell him who he was talking to until he got there, and even then we still kept it vague.
Well, I guess this is the
new
generation.
So is it all CGI? Is that what they're doing?
Basically.
When you've had social media as part of your kindergarten upbringing, I mean, it's hard to turn that off, I guess. I wouldn't know. I remember when the Campbell's Soup's kid was older than me, I tell you.
I think it's more he goes to live things and he doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut.
All right, fine. I was gonna be nice for the guy, but all right.
Making it a generational thing. Ah, he's just an idiot.
They've come close to like tasing him. Cumberbatch was on spoiler detail for a couple of press conferences to keep people quiet.
I would love it if that man was like follow me around and make me be like, no, you watch what you're saying. I'll be like, oh, yeah, yes.
No.
Or they pull out a sniper.
If I could have Bunsen burner cucumber patch wherever I go,
yeah,
I would.
What I'm saying, man.
Bumblebee cucumber, by all means, man.
Bumblebee cucumber.
Mostly because I think he's as much of a goofball as I am.
I want him to narrate my life as I'm walking down the street.
Your life's not that interesting.
I don't know. It would be if I had him narrating it.
Yeah, you get. Oh God,
Polly
Shore.
Oh,
Polly Shore.
Oh, fuck, Polly Shore.
Would you rather have Bumblebee cucumber narrate or Morgan Freeman?
Bumblebee cucumber.
All day.
Yeah.
I would choose Morgan Freeman.
Jim Dale.
Okay.
No, I'll give you that one.
Oh, what a deep cut. I listen to the Harry Potter audiobooks, too.
Pushing daisies, man. Yeah.
So tell us who you would want to narrate your life.
Yeah, I'd be curious.
Let us know in the comment section below.
Hey, I'm still waiting for my Deadpool versus the mouse. I'm disappointed in you all.
Oh, you got to give him time to draw it. Takes a little time, a little work.
Disappointment.
What was our hashtag?
I don't remember.
I have to look it up. What was our Croc Martins?
Croc Martins.
Croc Martins.
Hashtag Croc Martins.
Trend it.
We're still taking submissions.
Someday.
Somebody send me Croc Martins.
Someday I'll have the power of John Oliver and I'll say hashtag this and it'll happen.
Someday.
Next month, maybe.
I'll say, I'm not telling you WWE fans to go out and cause trouble. I'm not telling you to do that. I mean, you could, but I'm not telling you.
I saw him go off on the WWE, and the horrible conditions are all responsible because of Vince McMahon.
Yeah, first of all, it's been going on since the 80s. Second
of all, of course it has.
Second of all, that man is the only person who makes Donald Trump look like a decent human being.
That's a bit of a stretch. I've never liked Vince McMahon. He says some funny things that are like part of his act, but behind the scenes, he's a garbage human being.
Yeah, when you find out the horrible things aren't actually part of the act.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's kind of a... I met him when he was still announcing, before he became the president,
sure.
When him and Mean Gene were announcing.
Oh, Mean Gene.
And it was behind the scenes, and oh my God, he was just a prick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't even have to be.
Does not surprise me at all.
No. No. It's fine.
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Quantum realities.
Well, it would explain the quantum suits because I bet they try and quantum leap.
Oh, I thought they were just joining Starfleet.
That's much funnier.
Space Force.
Space Force.
The way they have the A.
Yeah, they even have the A.
It looks
so
just
perfect.
Like Starfleet.
It really does.
I was like, oh, hey, they're joining Starfleet. That's
yeah, well, I saw somebody like post about that. They're like, oh, they have their Starfleet uniforms on. Yeah. I was just like, God, they do.
It is. Picard is at the base of the Quinjet waiting for him. Yeah. Deadpool's running to catch
How
up.
How funny would it be if he was
Oh,
there.
My God. So that's the Picard spinoff.
That is the Picard spinoff. He will be showing up in Avengers.
Yeah, but they call him Xavier for some reason.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, what?
Oh, my God. Thank you.
This actually showed up.
I know. I was like, I'm going to steal it.
Yeah, she's attacking. This showed up last night.
Just so you know.
What?
Buffalo and blue cheese.
Okay.
Ooh. Tasty.
But I didn't hear mushrooms, and I hate mushrooms.
All right.
No mushrooms. Yeah. This showed up last night, so I kind of think it's real news, but if this isn't April Fool's, this is the biggest extent that I've ever seen Bill Murray go to make a joke. The first trailer of The Dead Don't Die showed up last night and has been popping up everywhere. And this is hilarious.
Oh, the trailer looks amazing. I'm so excited for this one.
Oh, my God. Jim Jarmusch's?
Sure.
I'm going with that. Jarmusch. Mushes?
Jim Jarmusch.
Jarmusch?
Jarmusch.
Okay.
Jarmusch. Got to do
Will
the
Fandango. Two funny jokes. No?
When? Where?
Why?
Why are you hovered over there with...
They have pizza.
No, I have pizza.
Slice. Oh, well.
You put that back in the center of the table.
No.
You might have a problem. Do we need an intervention for you?
No, I just need protein.
I can stop anytime I want.
I'm not addicted.
Yeah, The Dead Don't Die, man. It's got zombies, Bill Murray, Adam Driver.
Steve Buscemi, Chloe Sevan.
How do you say his name?
Steve Buscemi?
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 Is that anything like Buscemi?
Buscemi? Buscemi?
Buscemi?
There's no H in there. Buscemi? Buscemi?
Is he a big rig with 18 wheelers?
No, he's only got 16.
He's a semi?
He's a semi.
I've got a semi.
Have some beer.
Danny Glover is in this. The one that really, and this is why I was like, no, this has got to be fake. Tom Waits.
Why does Tom Waits have to be fake?
Yeah, why is that weird?
He's a real person.
I know he's a real person, but I don't really imagine him showing up in a horror comedy.
He has to be somewhere.
Yeah, but not there.
Not there.
Well, Selena Gomez is in it, too.
Well,
which is also weird.
That is also
mostly because who names their kid Mussolini?
Yeah, Mussolini.
Mussolini.
And the Blue Meanie.
I shovel well.
I shovel well.
Oh, and Iggy Pop's gonna be in it.
Yeah, Iggy Pop looks
for
horrible.
Some reason,
actually, Iggy Pop already looks like a zombie in Normal Days.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's real life a zombie.
They actually had to put makeup on Iggy Pop to make him look exactly normal because he already looks like a zombie.
It's the genetics, man.
It is. That man is on death's door.
No, he's not. He's gonna outlive us all.
Yeah, the trailer made it look really
good. The end of the world is gonna be Iggy Pop, my cat, and cockroaches. It's just what's
gonna
my cat's gonna outlive everybody.
What kills me about this trailer is it looks like Adam Driver is the funny guy and Bill Murray's playing straight man.
Have you
but
seen
it's perfect.
It is
it's
perfect
because he's old now.
Yeah, he's just bitter
Have you
Bert
seen the
Murray
preview for the new Terry Gilliam movie?
Which one?
Don Quixote, the assassination of Don Quixote.
Yeah.
Really good?
Yes.
Yeah.
They right. It's actually coming out this week, I believe. It's select theaters. The Esquire, if they ever dry it out, will have it.
Oh, the poor Esquire. Yeah, I feel bad.
I don't.
You don't?
I don't
like
know.
The Esquire?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. You ever been?
I used to live down the street.
No, I'm a fan. They're great.
I went there in the pirate ship for Muppet Treasure Island.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I went and watched Super Troopers high out of my mind.
Well, I mean,
good time. You boys like Mexico? Woo! You never seen Super Troopers?
I have.
Okay.
I just really want to steal your pizza, but I can't.
Nope. The Dead Don't Die trailer is all over the place. Watch it, because it is actually freaking classic. June 14th, it does hit theaters. The Assassination of Don Quixote, Terry Gilliam. We talked about that a few months ago.
First of all,
back and forth on what's been going on. Yeah, they've been trying to make that. Terry made that film ages ago.
No, he tried to make it. Like, he were in production, and he had Johnny Depp cast as the lead.
Oh dear.
Yeah, and
then that whole thing happened, and now he's okay.
No. This was
okay.
This was years ago.
Oh, okay. So pirates fame then at that point.
No, Johnny Depp's just ridiculous. And Terry Gilliam is not Tim Burton, and won't let and actually, I don't know, try to get a performance out of him. I don't know what happened. But then the original guy they had cast for Don Quixote died.
Oh dear.
And now they've got what's his face from the Star Wars fanfics, who despite his poor choice in Star Wars fanfics is actually a very talented actor.
Mm-hmm.
Which Star Wars fanfic are we talking about? Is it Mark Hamill?
No, he's
because he's voicing Chucky.
Yeah, I don't know about that one either. We'll get to that in a sec.
The guy who plays Darth Vader the reboot.
So Adam Driver.
Is that his name?
Big Nose. He's also in.
He was a Bond villain.
Sure.
Oh, are we talking about the
Die Another?
He was in Black Klansman.
Die Another Day.
Okay, so she's talking about Adam Driver.
Yeah, all right.
Who's also in here? I'm gonna pull up a picture. Mm-mm. And you, I'm gonna.
He's those. Not playing Don Quixote. Adam Driver is playing the guy with Don Quixote. He's playing Sancho.
That's what I've been saying. That's who we're talking about.
No, you said Don Quixote.
No, we said the guy who was originally set to play. Don Quixote died, and we went back to talking about how Johnny Depp is not in the film.
Yeah, so he was replaced by this guy.
Yeah, and that's the guy who's taken over Johnny
Adam
Depp's
Driver
role.
Replaced Johnny Depp.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
I thought
about.
You'd say you he see, replaced Don Quixote.
The Spirit Stone doesn't come into the conversation.
I thought you said that he was playing Don Quixote.
No, I'm not ridiculous.
No, not at all.
Look at the face.
You are the baseline of normal.
That's very true.
If only, man.
No, the guy playing Don Quixote he's a Bond villain. It's like, I think, Die Another Day.
He was actually in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Look up the IMDb
film.
Page. He guys was keep saying actors who played a thing, and I'm like, oh,
yeah, I don't know names.
He was the villain. He ran the TV mogul. He's a TV mogul.
He was never
in
Star Wars. He was in Pirates of the Caribbean. He played Keira Knightley's
dad. Yeah.
The Death of Don Quixote?
Yep.
Don.
Look at Aaron actually doing research like a journalist.
He's like the only one that's got cell service in here.
Well, I just don't care.
I also can't find it.
So.
Come here, Pete.
Yeah, he was Keira Knightley's dad in the first Pirates film.
Don't you dare. Tal, we're friends.
You want
to use a friend card.
You want to hold on to your digits over there?
I will stab someone.
You let her have some.
I'm ready.
Do you want a piece? You could have just asked for a piece.
It's fine.
I'll
just steal the popcorn again.
I tried to take just the smallest
here,
piece possible.
Have a piece. There you go.
Mark Hamill doing the voice of Chucky. I don't know why we're doing another Chucky film.
Yeah, I don't. That's the one thing I don't understand.
Just let it rest, okay?
No.
Well, I mean, if there's a character that we kind, I mean, they studied, they expanded that thing. They went as far as they fucking could with that goddamn toy.
Oh my god! Yeah, the Chucky movies have gone way off the rails.
Yeah,
they jumped the shark with like the third movie.
So, like, wait, yeah, we bring in Jennifer Tilly.
I think as soon
so
as
he's
the
got a
bride
date.
Of Chucky showed up, we were just like, stop.
No, and then they did the Seed of Chucky. Have you ever seen the Seed of Chucky?
Don't act like I've seen these movies.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I've seen what's coming from the previews.
Well, I've watched all of them. There was a whole like thing where it's like, oh yeah, now we have the girl from like the third one who came back, and she's in a mental hospital.
I lived in a world.
And Chucky
once.
Steals her body, and it's just it's so.
Oh,
weird.
That's
it's
weird.
Weird.
Oh, I remember that.
Already a perv to begin with.
It's weird.
I remember a world where there were no Chucky movies. And the doll that he's based on was just a doll that lived in our rooms.
That was a real doll?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's part of the other dimension that Red's from.
Not a dimension. It's called the 80s, man.
That's part of the other dimension you're from.
Have some chicken.
The buddy doll. The fact
I
that
remember
they
the commercials, oh, my buddy.
My buddy.
And it's really what he was called.
Yeah. My buddy. Wherever I go, he goes, my buddy.
And
that's my buddy.
His female counterpart was Big Sister.
Was it the Bride of Chucky doll? Uh-uh. Okay. I was like, that's getting deep.
No, they came later with that because, that doll, they definitely styled after Jennifer Tilly.
Well, yeah, that looks like her.
Oh, yeah. They're like, yeah, we need to at least try to cute or sexify or do something stupid with this.
You thought her doll was cute?
No, I'm just...
She has boobs.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they were trying to do. Even though they're just little plastic molds.
Oh, listen, everybody's got something.
But Mark Hamill, it's going to sound like
it.
The Joker.
That's exactly. He's going to do the Joker voice. That's all he's going to do, which is fine. And it might be funny that way, but I don't know if I can take it seriously. It's like when they're like, oh, we should just reboot this series. Oh, my God. It's a real toy.
Yep.
I did not realize it was based on a real toy.
And I'm pretty sure it's a kid from the Campbell's Soup commercial.
I like how they took it and they made it just slightly different enough.
Just enough to get by the likeness infringement.
Exactly.
Oh my God,
but he's got the overalls.
He does.
He's got the overalls and the striped shirt. They only changed his hair.
Just a bit.
Because he just doesn't have a bowl cut.
Change the hair and the face a little bit just enough. Not as many freckles.
I actually had the bowl cut when I was younger.
You had a bowl cut when you were younger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it was
I wanted one. Kid Sister. It was called Kid Sister.
There you go.
It was a shitty time in my life. Funny enough, there was
there's the sister.
Was it in high school?
No, it was actually when I was a toddler.
I wanted one.
The buddy or the little sister?
We were poor. So I got homemade Cabbage Patch Kids instead.
Yeah. Just a head of cabbage on a fork?
No. Funny story. When my sisters, my sisters are 6 and 8 years older than I was.
Right.
I was like 3 at the time. When they got out of school, I ran to my sister and called her. You know, I was like, I can't really translate besides saying big sister.
Sure.
And she picked me up, and then her friend was just like, why did your mom dress your little brother up like a girl?
At
the age of 3, I was mistaken as a boy.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and my sister's like,
does that
stupid?
Still happen?
She's like, are you stupid? This is my sister.
Well, the Chucky doll is definitely going to be mistaken for a real film, but, you know, it's okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't...
My
I'm going to go watch it.
Yeah, good. No. Stuck in
I'm
my gonna head.
I'm going to go watch it. But it's going to be like the Slender Man movie.
Oh, God.
Where
that
I just
is
go
awful.
In. Oh, it's so bad.
It's like something that you had to watch on acid.
Yeah, there's all these modern horror tropes that, like, some horror movies can get away with. Chucky's not one of them.
No. It's just, you're going to have to pregame hard for that film.
It's really frustrating because horror is taking such a good turn right now.
Yep.
And to be hammering in the old school, and the 80s are the old school, and yes, they're classic, but it's not the way we're doing it anymore,
no.
So stop it.
I like, so there's two
stop trying to fight
horror
it.
Series that I like right now. It's Insidious and The Conjuring. I know they get a bad rep because it's like, oh, jump scares, but like the last Insidious movie actually had like a really good story.
Is that with the old lady where she finds... Yes,
yeah,
it was a good story.
It's a good story, and it turns out there was this whole, like, you know, sex trafficking ring, and it's like, but the ghosts are the forefront. You're like, what is happening in the background of the movie? And the Conjuring movies have just good horror. It's not just jump scares.
Yeah. First of all, we're moving into an age of horror where the monster is nothing we've really seen before. I don't even know how to describe it.
Well, the whole basis of us is that whole premise right there. This is
well, exactly. This is what's happening now. We don't even know what to call these. There's no categories for them. They're hanging wedding cakes from the ceiling. Like, there's no trend to follow.
It's bananas.
They're making the trend.
Yeah, and I appreciate
that. Then there's also vampires are trying to make a comeback, but werewolves are in, man. Werewolves are in now.
Is that a thing still? Yeah. Werewolves come back?
No, werewolves have never been able to succeed until now. Well, yeah. in our lifetimes, I'd say they had a run in the 50s.
Good old stand the 50s and 60s.
Actually, yeah. I did enjoy the Death Robots, Love, Death and Robots.
Yeah.
They had a neat little werewolf kind of story in that. That was really well done.
Werewolves are where it's at right now.
Oh, yeah, that one, I want a full, like, either a series of that or a full movie of something based on that. You guys, go watch Love, Death, Robots, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
And Lagoon Creatures and Politics, it's hilarious.
But that's the thing, we still have this problem where they're trying to bring back old horror.
Yeah, they're trying to do the same trick again.
I think I had this problem. I liked the new Halloween, but it still just feels like the same stuff they've been doing for years.
I give Rob Zombie credit. I mean, the first one where he tried to re-envision it and he gave it kind of a new chance, but then it went completely white trash.
That's why this new one kind of wiped everything.
You can't trust Rob Zombie. He's vegan.
Is he?
He is, actually.
There's a channel on YouTube called Dead Meat. They do a kill count for each horror movie and stuff like that to see how many people kill.
I've seen that.
I think Rob Zombie's first one.
House of a Thousand Corpses?
No, for the Halloween films.
It's high. Yeah. It's a high death count.
Yeah, his, like, I think out of all the movies and stuff like that, his had the highest, and it was like 23 deaths.
Yeah, he killed half the town.
Jason X beat it by just like a little bit.
Actually, Rob Zombie's house, he owns the house the guy that played Hoss from Bonanza lived in.
All right.
Which random trivia. Why?
Just something that triggered.
I know he's vegan because of the episode he did on Cupcake Wars.
Did they make vegan cupcakes?
They had to. It was a requirement.
Wow.
Didn't I realize he was vegan?
I knew he was vegan, but I didn't know he could bake.
No, he was a judge on Cupcake.
Oh, he can bake, man.
Oh, gotcha, okay. As part of, so
first
he can taste it.
Aaron is correct. He was the client they were making it for.
Gotcha.
Oh, you know that, like, man was high out of his mind going, yeah.
What kind of substitute did they use? I've seen applesauce, and that's actually pretty tasty. But
they had a couple. And then he screamed into a microphone. Xanthan gum and applesauce
Rob Zombie.
And bananas.
He's an intense guy. He's intense.
His wife's really hot.
Yeah.
Everybody drink.
Oh, I mean, I said Rob Zombie's wife is on. Is that on Aaron Talks About Drunk Things Bingo?
Okay, no, but we should totally.
We should probably do that game.
We should totally make a game.
Embarrassing things Aaron says on the podcast.
And remind me off air, and we'll
come up with
we'll
that.
Game talk.
Perfect.
The movie Us is in theaters right now,
it looks horrifying.
It's so
intense.
God.
Yeah.
Our spoiler free review is up on it.
So the one thing that I really like about it is it's got Peele's comedy in it too.
Yeah.
Which I was not expecting at all.
Well, you need that. You need that to kind of survive a horror film.
It also has both of the actors from Black Panther.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool.
It's
M'Baku
good.
And what was her name?
I forgot he was M'Baku.
Yeah, he was M'Baku.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about it.
They're allowed to play other things besides.
No, I just didn't realize
just
that's,
like,
who he was.
It was interesting to see them both in his movie. And yeah. I was like, oh wow, that's actually really cool.
He's an incredible. I mean, I know actor. Peele has won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Everyone in that film is solid as far as their performance.
Even the kids. Like, sometimes it's hard for me to take kids seriously in horror movies. I like the kids in this one.
Because they weren't actually the typical screaming.
Yeah, exactly. They were kind of intense.
They weren't objects. They were actually characters.
Yeah, they actually
They weren't a plot hole. They weren't a plot device.
No, they weren't.
They were not a plot device.
Step it up, Chucky. Step it up.
If anything, the mom is the plot device.
Yes.
And that's in the trailers. That's not a spoiler. No. Like, you all have seen the trailers. But it's so good, and I want everybody to go see it. But I think it's better than Get Out. I think it's better.
You think it's better than his first one?
I do.
Okay.
I liked it a lot.
That's the way you want it. That's what you want. You want the first one to be the low bar.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying you want that to be the low and everything is above. Yeah.
I like Get Out, but I think this one is better.
The real test for him is coming up as the Twilight Zone season one premieres.
Apparently the first episode is
the comedian is available.
I'm not on board with that.
It's actually free right now for the first episode. It'll be running free until April 11th when the actual series starts on Thursday.
Oh, it's on CBS All Access, right?
Yes. So it's a streaming service. The first one up is The Comedian, and it looks very creepy.
We saw that episode of Watchmen. We don't.
We know how it ends.
Snookips! All right.
He ends up outside of a window. Let's see. The comedian Samar Wasson wants to be famous and is going to do whatever it takes to do it. So he makes a deal.
With the devil.
Yeah. So we will.
Ed McMahon.
Oh my God! Yes, it would be hilarious if Ed McMahon showed up.
You know what? If Vince McMahon ever plays the devil on anything, I'll believe it. I'll be like, yep.
Now the original Twilight series ran from 1959 to 1964, which is I didn't know that. That was that's an impressive
wow. The full episode is actually on YouTube. That's crazy.
Is it? I'm actually
before they take it down.
I don't think they'll take it down. I mean, the Walt's frozen head is still on YouTube.
I did watch that.
What'd you think?
It's over the top and it's cheesy.
Oh, so over the top.
But it's funny because it's one of two films that I've watched where it's filmed in Disney parks without Disney wanting them to be there.
Knowing it, yeah.
Yeah, because there was that one back.
Is it like a body cam?
Yes.
Yeah. There was one back in the day and I can't remember what it's called. Is it Tomorrowland or
Yeah,
and it's like there's like murders at Disney happening and the Illuminati and shit, and it's weird.
It's real, man.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I know. I work at the airport.
It's like the Order.
There are all those Illuminati tunnels underneath.
I saw the Order and I was like, yeah, this is totally what goes on in Disney.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Oh, everybody knows. It's weird.
What's under those heads of those things? It's those goat heads, I tell you.
They take it off and it's a goat.
The goats, the pigs.
The skull heads that they have at the Order.
Is that a good show?
I'm sure you would like it.
Okay.
I did not like it.
Okay.
But it was not my personal thing.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Everybody knows my opinion on the CBS All Access, and this is unfortunately pulling me because of my love for Twilight Zone and for Rod Sterling.
I don't think we need a new Twilight Zone. I don't think this is. We have Black Mirror.
Yeah.
This feels pandery.
No, I agree. I think they're only really using the name. I think that's all it is. I think they're writing new stories. They're doing it a different way.
Well, you know what? It'll come out to DVD eventually.
Yeah.
That's true. And it'll end up on a streaming service. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing is, I don't think we need it. Am I going to watch it? Probably. Will I enjoy it?
I'm not going to pay to watch it, is what I'm saying.
I agree with that.
I'm not going to pay extra to watch it. I'll wait. I'll wait until everyone has already paid to see it and invites me over.
Are they
going to
release all the episodes at one time?
They have not said if they're going to do it all. I think they're going to do like Star Trek Discovery, and each week is a new episode.
I hate that. I'm sorry. I'm paying for a streaming service. I want it to be like Netflix.
Yep. Yeah.
But they gave me everything at once.
Yep.
That'd be fine with me.
And it costs more and you get less.
It's bullshit.
I'll tell you,
and you get commercials.
I'll wait.
There's commercials on CBS All Access? Because it's like if it's like Hulu where I still get commercials, I'm gonna riot.
Actually, I think in the beginning and the end there are commercials. There are some in the beginning. I don't think they break up the show.
Yep, we don't need it.
my thing is, there's too many streaming services. We're getting overloaded, but people keep paying for them.
Well, to the point where, what's the point of having basic TV if...
Oh, there's not.
If you're just going to... So we should all just switch over to streaming services.
Yeah.
And in which case, do we have to have all of them? Because isn't that the same as like the satellite back in 92?
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, can I get a package?
Is that a thing? Are we going to do packages?
Big package deal?
And you know what? All I can say is Nick Offerman and his slinging ideas is really turning me on. I'll tell you right now.
Yes, because it's going to come to a la carte where everyone's going to have their own... Their own
Everybody's
channels.
Gonna have their own streaming service. NBC's next. I guarantee it.
Oh,
I guarantee NBC is going to try and jump on that. They don't have any good material though.
It's true.
There's nothing on NBC that I will watch.
They're just going to flounder. It's going to be hilarious.
And they used to have Heroes, and they canceled that.
And ABC's under Disney's umbrella, so they've got nothing to...
Yeah, because they'll shoot it to Disney+.
Yep.
Anything that ABC would put out. And ABC Family is bought out by Freeform or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
So it's no longer ABC Family, and you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Freeform. When did that happen?
A couple years ago. It was whenever they were trying to get away from the ABC moniker.
No, I remember when it happened. Just like, it just was this like quiet thing done one night.
And some back alley deal.
The internet, all of a sudden everyone goes, when did this happen? Yeah.
The hell is Freeform, and why am I watching my Harry Potter marathon on it? That's all that channel was ever good for me.
And I just remember going, who pays attention to what the name of the channel is?
Yeah.
Nobody.
No one.
Is Spike TV still a thing?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Gross.
Believe it or not, they have survived this long.
You're talking about believe it or not.
I honestly thought Spike would be done at
They've
this point.
They've got too much mullets and explosions to ever be going.
They still show that kind of shit on Spike.
Yeah, and then they still have like, what was the one with Jim Rogan?
And they're Fast and the Furious.
Oh, Joe Rogan's whole thing?
Yeah.
Marathons.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know Joe Rogan, that's his whole shtick was... He backed that horse a long time ago, but I don't think...
Yeah, it was...
Oh, that's right, and they show UFC on Spike occasionally.
Mm-hmm. There's another trailer that hit that I'm actually kind of excited to see. It's Dead to Me with Christina Applegate and Linda Cardinale.
Oh, I thought that was fake.
It's not.
I thought that was an April Fool's joke.
No, it is actually.
Because it looks hysterical.
It is a dark comedy, and the trailer is hilarious. Linda Cardinale is insane, and Christina Applegate loses her husband. She's going through grief. The two meet, and... It is
chaos ensues.
Oh my god!
Somebody goes to jail. I don't know.
Well, and they're like Linda's like completely crazy, and they're like, "You let a murderer stay in your house." And she saw Christina Applegate's like, "Fuck you!" She's supporting me. She's done better than all you assholes. So she like starts protecting her, and then they get into like
is this
even
a comedy
worse.
Comedy?
Yes, yeah. Dark comedy.
It actually looks pretty funny. All
right.
It's I haven't finished watching it yet. I started it. The new Ricky Gervais. Series on Netflix where his
The Afterlife.
It looks like it's kind of similar, but these women are not awful to people as Jimmy's Gervais is. So
Jimmy Gervais is.
Yeah. He's
I don't like
he's,
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais. He is
or
just
Jimmy.
Or his brother.
I love Jimmy Carr.
No, Jimmy Gervais. I don't
Jimmy
know.
Jimmy Gervais.
That is,
Ricky Gervais.
But he,
who the fuck is Jimmy Gervais?
That's what he just said.
I did. I was reading something.
I was just going with you here.
Jimmy is
no,
Ricky's
I'm
brother.
I'm going to take a highlighter and just like, neon signs. Here, he said it wrong. Mm-hmm.
Ewan McGregor.
Ricky is just.
Ian McGregor.
Evil. Ewan.
I just watched Christopher Robin the other day.
Christopher.
Oh,
oh
love that movie.
It actually made me tear up. Yeah.
I can't watch. I keep seeing it on Netflix, and I know I want to watch it, but as soon as I do, I'm going to be stuck there for 2 hours. I can't just like zone out on it. I'm not going to do anything if I watch that film.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I watched it with my sister and her doggo, and I teared up.
her doggo.
Yeah.
Would she like my balloon?
It's bigger than a pupperino.
Oh, no, it is a
her
pupperino.
Name's not Pooh.
See, it's pupperino.
I'm Pooh.
Sorry, I should have used pupperino.
Come on, they're different.
I'm sorry.
Would you like my balloon? We all float down here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's it.
Yes. Are we going to see the second part of it? Has anyone seen any info? Because I haven't.
Well, they released the cast a while ago
though, but that was,
and what's funny is like most of those were like part of the fake cast that somebody released before, and I'm like, oh, that might have been partially real. But anyway,
I've seen
photos and stills, none recent.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything for a while, and I thought by
it comes
now
out in October, right?
I don't know, I haven't seen any news on it
because I kept hearing next October, but
that was like 3 years ago.
It feels like it.
No, I think it actually was.
We were still friends with somebody. That's how I got to go see it.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. I wore clown makeup because I was working on a haunted house.
Yeah,
that was three years ago.
Yeah.
When you were hanging out with He Shall Not Be Named.
Yeah, because I had literally just gotten off the plane from Dragon Con.
No, it's a French tea.
Or Vada, Colorado. Wah! Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes, that is the joke, Tal. Thank you.
And Tao is done. One of the best
Except
April Fool's jokes that actually did hit Nvidia released its new AI assistant.
Nvidia.
Ron. Nvidia?
Oh, my God. He butchered that, too?
Nvidia. Yeah, I did. Nvidia.
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 There is nothing in between
Plata,
the N and the V.
Barata.
He tries to correct how I say Nissan, too.
Nissan.
Nissan?
Nissan.
Did you not see that Vine?
Yeah, the Ron
thing?
Assistant. R-O-N.
The Ron Assistant, yeah. Which is, oh my God, the quotes that come out of this thing, because it's basically designed to help coach you through your games and life, and oh my God.
Now, I'm sorry, I think Geek's sure? Beanbag Snuggie is still the better one.
There's a Beanbag Snuggie it, from...
So
Think
Geek,
I saw that!
Yeah, ThinkGeek always does, like, fake... products, but one of them they might actually make.
They did last year.
Yeah, I was gonna say they do it like every single year. They post three things. Two of them will never ever see the light of day. One of them is real. So they have the Kirby Roomba, which is the Roombie, which is a Kirby robot vacuum. They have the beanbag onesie, which is a onesie with
yeah,
a beanbag strapped to the ass.
I saw that.
It's hysterical.
That is awesome.
And, oh, they also have Thor's mailbox.
Dirty.
Is,
that
yeah.
sounds like a porno.
Dirty.
The Banksy toaster. So they did more than three this year. There's the motion controlled mimic package, which is just a package with teeth.
Okay.
It's a FedEx package with teeth. And then this is the one that everybody thinks is going to be the real one. It's Captain Marvel's pager.
Oh.
Oh,
to what purpose?
Because props. Because that's a thing they do. The beanbag onesie, though, I hope they make real.
How would you walk around with that beanbag strapped
it's
to your
I,
ass?
Hysterical.
Oh, man. I already have plans.
Yeah. Beanbag onesie.
She looking thick.
That just looks heavy.
I have.
That doesn't look comfortable in the slightest.
First of all, I want one. And second of all, I have plans on how I'm going to get it into the cons.
Oh, my God. No, that'd be the best thing to bring to a convention.
I know, right?
You can sit anywhere.
The long lines have now been defeated because of your beanbag onesie. You'll be able to sit.
Not beanbag, but beanbag?
Beanbag.
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 Beanbag. Beanbag. This is exactly what I thought.
Didn't realize we were pretending to be banjo.
Yeah, banjo from.
Yeah, banjo. From
isn't
banjo
it
and Kazooie.
Bingo from.
From Inside Out.
Yeah, bingo from Inside Out.
Banjo. It's banjo. She was right.
Is it banjo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ayy.
Look at you. Points to Tao.
Isn't it Bing Bong?
Bing Bong, Bing Bong.
Isn't the name of the imaginary friend Bing Bong?
I thought it was Bing Bong or Bing Bag or something like that. I don't know.
Bong.
But it's banjo?
All right. Who the fuck is banjo? The bear from Banjo and Kazooie.
Actually that thing was... it has a rage converter on it, so when you cuss, it will actually convert into a nice game. Way to go.
Man, there's been some good April Fool's jokes throughout the years.
Wow. One of my Instagram pictures just got used as a sponsor pic.
Nice job.
Ooh, nicely done.
Hell yeah.
Which one?
The one I did at Comic-Con DCC this last year.
Hell yeah.
I'll show you.
Show me.
Show me how you do that trick.
Oh, very nice.
Ooh.
Look at you.
Sponsor.
Yeah.
Diddly-doo. That's your charm necklace with all the different...
The company that does the charms is just used that pick as their...
Wow, that's so charming.
I don't know.
Way to go. Neck model. neck model. There is something that I do have to take my words back on.
Yes, finally.
Borderlands 3 is real.
It actually is pronounced... Anyway.
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan.
Nissan.
Liam Neeson.
How did
Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson.
Yeah, Borderlands 3 is a thing.
Borderlands 3
so
is...
You thought it wasn't real?
Yeah, he kept denying
they
it.
They announced it at E3.
Yeah, but
no, they didn't.
Nobody said nobody saw anything after that. No, they never actually announced
they
it.
They never
at
E3. Did announce it.
They
at
were
E3.
Like, we
I
might be making a new
that,
Borderlands
actually.
Game, and then like left.
Oh, I saw like a kind of like a screenshot or something, and I was like,
What they had done was they said they were making a new one, and then they just sent out the Handsome Jack collection. And everybody was like,
yeah, that was a remaster. But it
and
wasn't
then,
a new announcement.
It just got announced like 2 or 3 days ago officially.
Oh, yeah, no. At PAX.
PAX.
I'm so stoked.
Southwest.
There's a gun with legs.
What?
It's a gun with legs.
It's called
runs.
A tank.
No, it's got little. It's
Why
got little
are there six pedals but only four directions?
It's got scuttle feet on it. It's awesome.
I'm kind of excited because there's four sirens total, but it makes me wonder about the whole how the villain chick is going to be a siren because she looks close to. Like, how far apart like was this from two?
It seems like because they said it was years.
Yeah, because Angel was a lot like. One of the sirens, and now there's all
also
four.
Brick has a mustache and plays the saxophone.
Yes, heck I yeah. do.
But yeah, I'm excited for Borderlands 3.
I'm actually kind of excited too. It kind of got a boner.
I, you
I
know
did
what?
Also tweet about that. I literally said I got a boner.
I honestly thought we would never, see this game.
Hashtag Croc Martins.
It was like one of those things where like it punched the table too.
What? That hard, huh?
Yeah. Dunk. Yeah, it was just like, it shifts to the table. They're like, oh, jeez.
Because what's the name with the girl that the that was in 2, that was doing the D&D quest as the expansion?
Oh, Tina.
Tiny Tina.
Because she looks older. She looks like she's almost...
Wait, is she one of the playable characters? Or
we don't know.
She's an NPC again.
Aww,
they showed off
cool.
the four playable characters. She's not one of them. Aww. Which I'm disappointed. I want to play as Tina.
One of the girls looked like Tiny Tina, so I thought it was Tiny Tina.
That's
but then
not.
When you look at her outfit, the outfit's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the four that are coming in, I think the last four from 2 are now NPCs.
They are.
I think they're running around.
They've been doing that recently, especially after the pre-sequel, because a lot of the Borderlands 2 characters came back in the pre-sequel, and then a lot of the Borderlands 1 characters have kind of been reoccurring NPCs.
But Handsome Jack is not coming back because, hey, everyone, you killed him in the game.
Yeah, he's dead.
He is dead.
Yes,
yeah, I saw a lot of complaints
he's the
online.
Gun with the legs.
Well, that's the thing. I saw a lot of complaints online, like, Handsome Jack's not coming back. I'm like, well, if you played Tales from the Borderlands, he did come back as a ghost. So, that's neat.
I didn't
but nobody played that game.
Yeah, no.
Except
I only
for me.
I played 1, 2, and
they killed
sequel.
Off Skeeter.
Skeeter!
Skeeter the
catch a ride.
Is that the heavy set chick? The
that's
no,
Ellie.
That's his wife.
Oh, that's Ellie. That's
no,
right.
No,
that's right.
That's his sister.
Oh, that's his sister.
That's the sister that he has a crush on.
It might have well been.
That's right.
Skeeter. Skeeter the crates.
Yeah. And Skeeter. in other video game news, Super Mario is actually coming to Xbox finally, so your dreams can come true.
I don't even understand.
Oh my
you
god.
Know what? That almost won't be a lie because Xbox and Switch are crossing over.
I just think that's funny.
Although I did see Halo was coming to the Switch.
That feels
and
like
I was
a big
really
April
mad
fools.
that wasn't real.
I mean, granted though,
that was
probably
the one that got me this morning where it was like they had like a they showed a picture of like a Halo themed Switch and it was like green with orange buttons.
Oh my god,
and I was like, I want it.
It is coming out to PC though.
Every time you power it up, it makes the Halo music. I just want that noise as I'm walking through arches in my house.
Did you guys see the video of the
where do
the
you
guys
live?
In the bathroom doing the Halo theme?
Yeah,
it's a regal it's palace. Good. There
where
are fountains.
Where do you think you live?
A regal palace. It has fountains.
Your mom's basement.
Life is narrated by Benedict Cumberbatch.
Hell yes!
It's still Pauly Shore for sure.
Fuck Pauly Shore. That guy's
there's
a
no,
jackass.
There's no art. Yes.
I don't like Pauly Shore.
Daddy, do you want some sausage?
We didn't suggest him because we thought you did.
If there's one comedian on this planet that should be scraped off the most violent way possible, it is Pauly Shore.
I like
how
the
mic went out for just a second.
Just that quick second.
I muted him.
Just long enough.
I muted him with my delicate Reese's powers.
She's got ESPN.
I do.
ESPN
I don't. The press can tell when it's raining.
I paid for the streaming package.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you know what? I'm surprised there's not sports streaming services now.
I mean, isn't there?
That's
it's
pay-per-view.
Called going to the game.
That's what pay-per-view is. For boxing? That's a pay-per-view.
I mean, that's pay-per-view, yeah.
Because who's going to pay for us? The NFL would go broke.
Oh, you know somebody would pay for a streaming service to watch all of them. Like, they can already watch
well,
yeah, online.
I'm for it.
That's Red Zone.
Yeah, that's true. People do pay for NFL Red Zone.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm for it. Anything to fuck up the NFL.
They did do some
do the
special.
MLB.
They did a NFL helmet mock-up with Marvel characters inspired. Of course, the Green Bay Packers end up with the Iron Fist logo, and it was the Green Bay Iron
Fist.
Like,
I don't remember what the Broncos were, but I remember I didn't like it.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Speaking of which, when are we getting Fin Fang Foom into the MCU? That's the only April Fool's joke I didn't see this year, and I'm disappointed.
It's true. I could actually see him showing up in Guardians 3.
Yes, I want Fin Fang Foom. Bring me my Dragon Boy.
Isn't he kind of...
He's technically an Iron Man bad guy, I learned today. Learned today he's an Iron Man bad guy.
Yes.
Which doesn't make any goddamn... He's a dragon. Who can talk sometimes.
Just sometimes.
Sometimes.
Does he sound like Eddie Murphy?
No.
Are you sure?
The donkey sounded like Eddie Murphy.
He sounds like Michael Chiklis.
Michael Chiklis. Now, you know what? I want Pauly Shore to voice Fin Fang Foom.
I'm only laughing because of Aaron's reaction.
What, because I laughed at Michael Chiklis?
It wasn't funny until you found it funny.
I don't know why I found it funny. I don't know, I just can't picture Michael Chiklis as a dragon.
That's exactly it. It's either that or Goldberg, and that, I almost could actually see that happening.
What's a Goldberg?
He's a wrestler.
All
right. Macho Man Randy Savage every day.
Oh, yeah!
All right, I think we ran out of stuff.
We ran out of stuff.
We don't have any more news, April.
And on
we don't have any more popcorn, so it's time to end.
April Fool's, Spider-Man's still dead.
Hey.